Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Good evening. This is a random radio broadcast from the basements of the University of Minnesota Duluth. We're about to transmit. Repeat. We are about to transmit an important message regarding the current state of local rock and roll. Do you copy, Cloquet? Superior, Wisconsin, please respond. Babbitt, Ely, Evelyn. You are tuned into 103.3 FM on the radio dial. Should hear danceable beats, eerie feedback, or voices harmonizing, please do not panic. I repeat, please do not panic.
This is The Local, and let's listen to a little Eric Koskinen.
There's a train down at the station called the Santa Fe Line. And that little baby, you've been wasting my time. I gotta get out of here. I said, yeah, I gotta get gone. And I said, not loving you. Was the only thing that I did wrong. Well, I ain't got no saviors, and I ain't done no crime. I said leaving is the only thing on my mind, and I gotta get out of here. I said, yeah, well, I gotta get gone. And I said, not loving you. said, not loving you. It was the only thing that I did wrong.
Hi, this is Paul Conley, and you're listening to The Local on 103.3 KUMD.
Judging me, it's cruel and ugly. Christianity and all the blessed. Our blessed be well and God may love you. But he don't love me. Cause you are a poison and I am laughter. You're a terrible, irresistible disaster, and you are a prison, and I am passion. You are eating my insides like a goddamn cancer. Yes, I am angry, and you'd be too if you were promised something that didn't come true. And now I'm in hell looking up at you, and won't you hold me closer? Let me through. Heaven's assassins would set me free and said I'm waiting there with a gate and a key. Cause you are a poison and I am laughter. You're a terrible, irresistible disaster, and you are a prison, and I am passion. You are eating my insides like a goddamn cancer. Yes, I am angry, and you'd be too if you were promised something that didn't come true. And now I'm in hell looking up at you, and won't you hold me closer or let me through? You inch of your fear in my face, and I'll kick it in, cause I'm so pissed off that my dreams weren't true, and I'm so down, looking down, looking down on you. Cause you are a poison and I am laughter. You're a terrible, irresistible disaster, and you are a prison, and I am passion. You are eating my insides like a goddamn cancer. Yes, I am angry, and you'd be too if you were promised something that didn't come true. And now I'm in hell looking up at you, and won't you hold me closer?
Like murder.
Hotel Coral Essex. That's off of the Homegrown Rock and or Roll Linguist's Picks. Came out this year. And you are listening to The Local here on KUMD, member-supported public radio, streaming at KUMD.org, where you can always get playlists from my show. Time again for the calendar. Charlie Parr, as always, playing tonight 10 p.m. at the Vickers Brewhouse. Music in Hell tonight starting at 7:30 at Hell's Kitchen down in Canal Park. That's with Chris Kelly, and that's free. North Shore Trio will be playing later this evening at Carmody Irish Pub. That's at 9 p.m. And there's an open mic out at Beaner's. It's hosted by Jessica Myshak and Pat Doherty. Also tonight here at UMD for students only, I'm sorry, it's Trampled by Turtles. That's at 9 p.m. in the Kirby Ballroom. Get your fake IDs. And the Little Big Band playing over at Thirsty Pagan Brewing Company. On Thursday, Nordic Waste, Dirt Yard, Psycho Vanzetti, and Total Freedom Rock as a free show out at the Blue Crab in West End. That's a 21 and up show. La Forette with Tarleton and Earth is at Beaner's Central. 7 p.m., $5 cover. Tiga Lexi and special guests at Carmody Irish Pub Friday night. That starts at 9 p.m. And the Very Quartet playing at the Burrito Union at 10 p.m. And the Fractals playing a free show at Thirsty Pagan Brewing Company in Superior. Friday night, the Ides of March with the Tisdales, Baby Grant Johnson, Hotel Coral Essex, and Cellar Door all doing music by their favorite bands. Baby Grant's doing Johnny Thunder, Hotel Coral Essex playing the Pixies, the Tisdales playing R.E.M. It kicks off at 10 o'clock and it's all ages. Trampled by Turtles playing again Friday night with Bended Oak and Tangier 57. It's a benefit for the lake at the Rex Bar. 8 p.m. start time. The Reverend Eddie Danger, who we heard there a little bit ago, is playing at the Thirsty Pagan Brewing Company. And that's at 9 p.m. and a 21 and up show. And finally, for Friday night, Old Knifey and the Cutthroats with Two Beat Band. That's a free show at Sir Ben's, and that starts at 9 p.m. Let's take a little break here from the calendar and listen to some Tisdales.
My attention, so I gotta move on. Shenandoah, I long to hear you. I look away, roaring river. Oh, Shenandoah, long to see you. We were bound away across the wide Missouri.
The chief disdained the traitor's dollars. Look away. My daughter, you shall never follow. Away, a mile away across the wide Missouri.
For 7 years, he courted Sally. I look away, rolling river. For 7 more, he longed to have her. Away, bound away across the wide Missouri.
She said she would not be my lover. Look away, rolling river. Because I was a dirty sailor. Away, bound away across the wide Missouri.
It's fairly well. Bound to leave you. And look away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I will not deceive you. We were bound away across the wide Missouri.
Trampled by Turtles there off of their latest release, Duluth, and that was featuring Rich Madsen on some guest vocals there. And before that, you heard the Tisdales, so kind of a Rich Madsen twofer there with Pretty Things. And you are listening to The Local on KUMD 103.3. And let's finish up this calendar for Saturday. Sam Miletich and the Uncompromising Patriots playing at 10 p.m. at Vickers Brewhouse. Rachel Kilgour, who you heard in the first set, is playing a show at Peace United Church of Christ. That's 1111 North 11th Avenue East. That's at 7 p.m. over at the Red Mug, Steve Johnson, giving a free show at 8 p.m. Medford is playing at Carmody Irish Pub at 9 p.m. And up at Spirit Mountain all day Saturday is the Spring Break Luau with Jerry Small, Steve Isaacson, Tico 3, and the North Shore Trio. That's from 4 to 8 p.m. And then there's also face painting, obstacle courses, scavenger hunts, Hawaiian costume contests, barrel jumping, water skipping, that would be good to see, and much more. At 6 p.m., Old Knifey is playing solo at the Thirsty Pagan Brewing Company. And the second night of the Ides of March is on Saturday at Pizza Luce with Cars and Trucks, The Undesirables, Hot Rod and the Heartthrobs, and the Super Tax. And they will be doing AC/DC, The Cars, Motley Crue, and one of my favorites, the Violent Femmes, and that'll be the Undesirables doing that. That pretty much wraps it up for the calendar this week. And now I sat down with Paul Connolly the other day, and we recorded a little bit of an interview. So let's give that a listen. You're listening to The Local on KUMD 103.3. Well, welcome, Paul Connolly, to the first local interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. So why don't we start off with your musical pedigree, every band you've maybe played in since you were a teenager, unless it's going to take an hour.
Let's see. Well, most of my bands actually started up here, so probably did the Vermont Connection was probably my first band I did up here. And then I played... Well, I still do play in Portrait of a Drowned Man, and then spent a little time in I Am the Slow Dancing Umbrella. Kind of doing another project right now with some of the guys from Portrait called Atlas Mountains. So it's not too much, but enough to keep me busy.
Portrait has a show coming up. When is that again?
On Tuesday, actually. Well, I guess this probably won't air till Wednesday, so it'll be Tuesday. But then we're also playing on March 27th. At Beaners with the Alpha Centauri and Dave Mailing.
Great. So let's get down to what I guess I really brought you in, the state of Homegrown this year. You have, for the last 2 or 3 years, have been heavily involved in organizing Homegrown. Any new things coming up this year?
Probably our biggest new feature that we're doing is our music video contest we're doing with... the folks from Free Range Film Festival. So that'll be fun. It's kind of like a 48-hour film festival idea, but take some of the tracks that we have on our compilation CDs, and then some local filmmakers will do whatever they can in 48 hours to make a music video. So it'll be fun. Otherwise, we really don't change too much and add too much on the festival. I mean, it's obviously grown into a very large music festival, just... you know, with lots and lots of bands and things going on. So we really don't try to add a lot of other things to do for the festival. So we try to stick to always having, you know, great bands playing for as many days as we can cram into 1 week. So
any final count yet on this and number of this year's performers?
We're actually going to be discussing that next week when we meet, but this year, just, you know, straight registrations, we had over 200 bands register this year, so
that's amazing.
There's a lot of, you know, not everyone, you know, is a band that we will keep on to the festival. There's a lot of out-of-town bands that register. Now that the festival is getting more and more popular and people are hearing about it outside of Duluth, a lot more bands from Minneapolis, you know, Eastern Wisconsin, more of those kind of bands are hearing about it and registering for it. So the registration numbers are going up, but we're still trying to keep it a manageable level.
If you were to build a perfect rock venue, what would it be?
You know, I often think about that when I'm at shows and kind of just looking at my surroundings. But I don't know, I always really like... kind of mid-sized venues. You know, I always really like, you know, the vibe that the Triple Rock has, or, you know, even First Avenue is a little big, but I think, you know, and a venue where you don't need, you know, 500 people there to make it feel packed. You can have like a decent crowd, and you can get a lot of in newer bands and shows that, you know, aren't guaranteed sellouts or things like that. And I'm always very supportive of the all ages scene too, so I would definitely make it a way to have it an all ages club. But you know, those are death to try to support. So I think that we'd have to figure out some way to make it a sustainable all ages venue.
All right, well, just about wrap it up here. But do you need volunteers? I suppose you always need volunteers. But is there anything specific you're looking for Homegrown this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for people to come help out in any capacity. You know, if you really like the festival or really interested in it, we're always looking for people to join our steering committee and, you know, come meet with us on a regular basis and make group decisions that affect the festival as a whole. So we have a wide range of people that do that, people that are musicians, not musicians. Basically, you just got to be willing to put in the time for it. But otherwise, smaller things too, everything from, you know, hanging up a poster to working a door at a venue. We have graphic designers that help us out with, you know, the many things that we advertise in, and people that build our website, you know, pretty much anything you can imagine that would go into producing a show, we could definitely use help with. So if you have a lot of time to spare, or even a little, if you know anything about music or nothing, you know, there's definitely things to do.
If someone wants to reach you guys, what's your email? Or,
well, the best way to reach us is definitely through email, and that's duluthhomegrown@gmail.com. But all that's on our website too, which is duluthhomegrown.com. So you can go on there and kind of get a little idea of how the festival runs. But definitely send us an email, and we'll get back to you. I mean, we get a ton of email, but we'll definitely put you to work.
Well, thanks. I just have one more question. What's your favorite cleaning product?
My favorite cleaning product would probably be a scrubber pad, a Scotch-Brite scrub pad.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today, Paul.
No problem.
That's Paul Connolly from Portrait of a Drowned Man, various other bands, and also the director of Homegrown.
Loving arms and watch. 'Cause all I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. And open up your loving arms and watch out, here I come. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right. Want your love, and I want your love, baby. 'Cause all I know is that to me, you look like you're lots of fun. Open up your loving arms and watch out here.